I mean, I think one of the very interesting assumptions that exists out there at the moment is that this cyber capability or this potential to be disruptive in the cyberspace is something that only states can currently do. There tends to be a view among the more powerful countries that this is the case. But in fact, I think we don't have to imagine very far into the future that that will no longer be the case. And so in a sense, there's a parallel here to fears about nuclear weapons falling into the hands of non-state actors. And so this capacity to inflict massive damage through either cyber attack or nuclear attack becomes a very different kind of phenomenon if you're dealing with non-state actors. The United States engaged in war against Afghanistan because it was the host state, the state that allowed terrorism to arise on its soil. And so a similar kind of question might be asked about the responsibility and role of states in trying to prevent or limit the possibility of cyber attack. And so it creates an entirely new notion of what it is to be a responsible state in the 21st century. When we thought about that idea in the past, to be a responsible state was to be able to control your borders, to be able to represent your country effectively in international fora. But if we're now talking about responsibility as being about somehow trying to control what happens in all corners of your territory, it's much more challenging. And of course, underdeveloped societies may have less capacity to fulfill those tasks, let alone developed societies. I think what we have at the moment is an attempt to fit cyber attacks within the existing legal framework that we have, and to ask whether, in fact, a cyber attack can constitute the kind of phenomenon that Article 2.4 of the UN Charter was designed to prohibit, a threat to the political independence and territorial integrity of a member state of the UN. My own view is I'm not sure how far we will be able to take that. And so we must ask what the prospects are for states agreeing to, explicitly agreeing to, as opposed to just seeing a body of practice develop, agreeing to new kinds of rules and regulations that might prevent or limit this kind of activity.